President Bush will meet on Sunday with leaders of Britain and Spain in a push to salvage a UN Security Council compromise on Iraq. The three countries are the sponsors of a draft that could trigger military action against Saddam Hussein. But as NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports, the resolution does not appear to have enough support to pass.
Despite days of intense diplomatic pressure on undecided members of the Security Council, the United States, Britain, and Spain have failed to muster the necessary 9 votes for the Council's approval. Britain, which desperately needs the resolution for domestic political reasons, suggested a compromise. It would give Iraq 6 steps that it must take by a given date to avoid war. The Council met last night to discuss the proposal, but afterward, diplomats said it had little support. John Negroponte is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
I can't say that we're much farther along today than we were yesterday, but, in diplomacy, sometimes you have to give the process a little bit of time to work, and we'll just have to see how that process goes.
Hours after Negroponte spoke, the White House announced that President Bush would join British Prime Minister Tony Blair and Spain's Prime Minister José María Aznar on Sunday in the Azores, 900 miles into the Atlantic from mainland Europe. At the White House today, reporters pressed Ari Fleischer, the president's spokesman, on what the administration hoped to accomplish.
I think you can see this meeting as a sign of the determination of the president to go the last mile. And meeting with these leaders affords the president the opportunity and the chance to review this diplomacy as it's brought to its conclusion.
The three leaders will have to decide whether they will put the resolution to a vote in its current form. If the answer is yes, the resolution almost certainly would fail, which means that if the U.S. went to war against Iraq, it would be without the approval of the United Nations. In an interview today in Paris, François Rivasseau, spokesman for the French Foreign Ministry, expressed exasperation with the move toward war when so many governments think U.N. weapons inspections are working and should continue.
If the views of all these countries is unanimous that we should believe the inspectors, where is the problem? Why cannot we discuss frankly and in good faith about how to work on this basis?
France, along with Russia, still threatens to veto the resolution. Both countries also have rejected the British compromise, saying it still would lead to war. As the Bush administration cast about for support, President Bush unexpectedly announced that the U.S. will formally present a long-delayed plan for Middle East peace. The Arab world and the Europeans have argued for months that the U.S. needed to address the Israeli-Palestinian conflict before it tried to tackle Iraq. In London, reporters asked Prime Minister Blair cynical questions about the timing of the announcement. He responded that the Mideast conflict must be dealt with precisely because of the focus on Iraq.
The issue that people have always raised with us is show you are even-handed. Tell us that you're prepared to care and work as much for a resolution of the Palestinian issue as you do about the issue of weapons of mass destruction.
While the international community awaits the outcome of the weekend summit, members of the UN Security Council continue their negotiations. Chile today announced another compromise plan, offering Iraq 3 weeks to meet 5 disarmament tests. Richard Grinnell, spokesman for the U.S. mission to the UN, says the Chilean plan does not mandate immediate and unconditional compliance with UN resolutions. The White House already has rejected it. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.